Right.
Hello, good morning everyone, and welcome to today's mobility talk. My name is Jean-Luc Rippinger. I'm a venture partner for Central and Northern Europe at VIID. Today is the first out of three sessions in November where we focus on innovation in the DACH region, which are the German-speaking countries, Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. The region is known for being one of the most innovative mobility ecosystems. Leveraging of its technological know-how and its global automakers, this geography is one of the leaders when it comes to mobility. Aside automakers, innovation hubs, startups, and investors are at the forefront of innovations. This month, the mobility talks will help you better understand this ecosystem and its characteristics. Today, we host a talk with Simon Herzog, Project Manager, Future Mobility at Unternehmertum in Munich. He will give you the big picture of the innovation landscape in Germany. Hello, Simon.
Hello.
We are happy
Sorry.
to have you here today.
Yeah, thanks a lot for inviting me and for being with you.
Thank
Great
you.
pleasure.
Could you please briefly introduce yourself?
Yeah, as you already mentioned, my name is Simon Herzog. I work for Unternehmertum, the Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation. So my background is mechanical engineering and business. I worked as a researcher at Technical University in Munich, in the field of energy and sustainable mobility. And since a little bit more than 2 years, I work for Unternehmertum here in Munich in the field of future mobility. And yeah, my main task there is evaluate startup concepts, business ideas, or corporate innovations in the field of mobility. And I'm also involved in some research projects together with Technical University of Munich.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. To the audience, please do not hesitate to ask questions, which we will try to answer at the end of this mobility talk. Simon, I think we immediately jump into the first question, which is, could you please generally describe the innovation landscape in Germany?
Yeah, so maybe if, especially if it comes to the contrast to France, the innovation landscape in Germany is very distributed. So on the one hand, we have Berlin as a startup hub and also Munich, but the main innovations, if you substitute innovation with patents, the most of the innovations takes place in the southern states of Germany. So as you might know, Berlin is in the northeast. And the leader in the field of innovation in absolute numbers, but also in relative numbers, so patents per 100,000 is Baden-Württemberg, the federal state close to France, with a border to France, and followed by Bavaria. And the main industry field is the automotive sector, where most of the patents come from. And also the branch of mechanical engineering, electrical engineering, and so on. And most of the innovations in Germany come from automotive companies, from the big automotive suppliers, but also from many small and mid-sized enterprises. So Germany is very famous for those. So you cannot say, in contrast to France or to Great Britain, that everything is concentrated in the capital. It's in a serious way distributed over the country with a strong weight on the south.
Okay. I mean, could you describe what private and public initiatives in Germany exist to support this innovation? And especially, could you talk as well a bit about startup creation?
So on the one hand, we have a lot of, I would say, we do not have those super famous universities like in other countries like Harvard and Stanford, but we have a lot of good companies and also a lot of companies with universities, I would say, I want to say, and also a lot of universities of applied sciences. And these are very often the source for startup companies where the founders come from. And if it comes to support by the states, almost every federal state in Germany has some kind of startup hubs where you can apply for support programs supported by the federal states, but also from the federal ministries. Several programs exist, like the program EXIST, or with a focus on mobility from the Ministry of Transport, the M-Fund support program. And if you want to have a number, how much funding you can receive from them, it's round about, you can say, in the dimension of the salary of PhD researchers at a university for 1 or 2 years. These are the amounts of support you can get from governmental institutions, both from the state of Germany and from the federal states. And one big advantage is, in contrast to venture capital, that you do not need to give up equity during your support time. But on the other hand, the amounts you can get from the states are significantly lower in contrast to venture capital. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to venture capital, it's difficult to say that for me, but Berlin is the leading place for venture capital at present, but Munich is definitely a tech hub. So roundabout, Munich is the second place in Germany when it comes to venture capital, but the money donated or given to startups is around about 2 or 3 times higher in Berlin, the volume in contrast to Munich.
Okay, very interesting. So there's active support to found your startups out of university supported by the state.
Yeah.
I mean, this is good to lead over to the organization you are working for. Could you please describe what role Unternehmertum plays within this ecosystem? What was the idea, or what is the idea behind Unternehmertum? How was it created, etc.?
Yeah, in general, Unternehmertum was created in the year 2002 by Helmut Schönenberger, a researcher in this time, and still our CEO, the Technical University of Munich, and also supported in the initial phase by Susanne Klatten, who is a major shareholder of the BMW company. And the idea behind of Unternehmertum came up with a research conducted by Helmut Schönenberger, who is still our CEO, who analyzed the difference between the Munich region and the Silicon Valley. So in both regions, you have great universities on the one hand, but only in one region, you have an active startup scene, a founder scene. And Helmut Schönenberger analyzed that the missing component is a certain place where founders, venture capitalists, managers, techies, scientists come together. And out of this space, somehow startups come out and evolve. And this is basically the idea of Unternehmertum. We established a physical place where all these people involved in the startup and innovation business can come together, build physical prototypes, get support from seniors on a financial basis or on an intellectual basis or with networking. And we also have in our house our own VC fund. And until 2002, Unternehmertum developed to Europe's largest center for entrepreneurship and innovation, with now a way more than 200 full-time employees, and also a number of PhD researchers, interns, and so on. And now we have two, what is also important, we have two locations. So our one location is at the research campus in Garching, which is still the headquarters of Unternehmertum. And in April this year, we opened up the Munich Urban Co-Lab, which is an 11,000 square meter building, inviting all people working on the tech business with a focus on solutions for future cities, where, of course, mobility is a very important issue. This is also the place where my office is in. And on the other hand, important topics are, of course, digitization, but also energy, circular economy, waste treatment, waste collection, and so forth. And maybe what's interesting, have we been successful in the past? I think in the past 10 years, we gave birth to around about 4 unicorns. For instance, Flixbus, you might know, which is one of the leading bus companies in the world, or platforms for booking bus trips. And recently, you can also book trains via Flixbus. But also Connox, which is not that famous, but not less important. Connox makes predictive maintenance for railway infrastructure and has contracts with almost every railway operator, railway infrastructure operator in Europe. And also Lilium Aviation, they produced their first prototype in our workshop. They want to build vertical takeoff and landing passenger drones, and a number more. So Celonis, for instance, is also an important company. The company does process data mining and recently became a unicorn.
Okay. Very interesting. are there any questions from the audience? According to you, does Germany have a competitive advantage when it comes to mobility tech startups?
Yeah, so you can argue in both directions. So on the one hand, it can be considered as a disadvantage, since Germany is very strong in the field of combustion engines and gears. And also there is a certain force against changing the strength in Germany. But on the other hand, you have very important companies in the field of electrical engineering, like Bosch and Siemens. And on the other hand, Bosch especially is also very very important automotive supplier. And as far as I know, a significant share of the components from a Tesla is also from these components. So in that way, I would say it's in a certain degree divided. It is a competitive advantage from the industry sector, from the volume of capital we have here. But on the other hand, the German companies are still very related to the old propulsion technologies, which can be in a certain degree a disadvantage and an obstacle to renew the industry.
Okay, well, that's not any different in other places, like for instance in France too, where, Well, thank you, Simon. I have a look if there is another question at the moment. No. There's no other question. We are already at the end of our talk. I mean,
maybe a final word from my side. So yes, I really welcome everyone who wants to see, especially our new place, Munich Urban Co-Lab, and just contact me via LinkedIn or whatever, or follow our channels. I just posted the links to our LinkedIn profiles from our focus group for mobility, digital hub mobility, and also from Unternehmertum. And just let me know if you would like to have a guided tour through the building, or if you need further information, just let me know. And I would be really happy to welcome you. And I'm quite sure that I also visit Paris again in June next year for the Viva technology. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much, Simon. And
was a pleasure.
Good that we have your head here during the talk. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Sholik, and have a nice day and see you soon.
Too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.